C.T. Wilson, prosecutor and champion for children.
Making a difference in your world.
C.T. Wilson is in charge of prosecuting young adults in Prince George's County, Maryland. Many of these files belong to offenders who committed adult crimes such as robbery, carjacking, and homicide.
A lot of these are minors. Set in, you know, court last week with a judge and sentenced like three kids in a row to like 20 years, and they were all 17 years old.
Wilson says many young people convicted of such crimes have a life like his. Wilson was the oldest of 17 children. His mother was addicted to drugs and alcohol. He never met his father. Wilson remembers the last time he saw his mother at the age of 4 when foster care was coming to take him away.
She knew that they were coming to pick me up, so she she gave me my stuffed animal, and she told me I have to be a man now, and she put me outside on the porch, and she locked the door, and I was begging to get back in. I know she probably did it for the best, but it was pretty tough.
Wilson took a long and painful path through successive foster families. He was finally adopted at the age of 9.
That's where the story actually goes from pretty bad to worse. My father, he was a minister in the church with the kids. He was a kindergarten teacher. He was a Boy Scout, Cub Scout leader. And he was a pedophile.
Wilson says he was abused and beaten until he was 14 years old. By 18, he had joined the military.
The military taught me that I could accomplish anything if I set my mind to it.
After 7 years in the military, C.T. Wilson studied to be an attorney. Soon after graduation, he started working for the state of Maryland. That is when he noticed youngsters coming from foster care getting into trouble with the law.
You're not going to stop crime by arresting people every day. You're not going to stop crime by convicting people every day. You have to get in and actually go to the root of the problem.
3 years ago, C.T. Wilson decided to talk regularly with troubled youths. He tells them his story and encourages them to believe in themselves and in a better life.
So true. If I can be a lawyer, you can be anything you want to be.
Thousands of children in foster care have heard Wilson speak. At this meeting here in Washington, parents who have spent years in jail were reunited with their children.
I'm gonna get to know.
Raqua is a 13-year-old who spent a year in foster care. He's reunited with his parents, but has been in trouble at school for fighting. He says he feels inspired by Wilson.
I feel as though I could do anything, such as just like what he does, like military, going out, being an entrepreneur and everything, lawyer.
C.T. Wilson says he owes most of his transformation to his three small daughters, who taught him about love and how to be a family man. I'm Marissa Melton for VOA's Making a Difference in Washington.